probably Ratsah rather. They'll start looking at the camera to see what's been on doing. But I was riding safely. It was a very interesting ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to encourage people. I think the bike culture in Zambia is growing.
It is growing.
And we just want to encourage people who ride to be very safe,
mm-hmm.
wear helmets. And when I say bike culture growing, is obviously the Hogs, the GS riders, the super bikers, and obviously the Gatomas as well, which seem to be taking more center stage on the road. But what is very important is courtesy on the road, especially for our car drivers on the road. Please make sure that you give preference to our two-wheelers on the road. We don't want accidents, and we've already seen that the number of accidents by our delivery guys, the younger drivers, is really getting out of hand. But yes, and that's how I found myself riding, and I think we're doing fantastic.
All right. So quickly here, there's a question that came through. It says, Honorable Minister, in India, for example, local tourism is huge because locals pay minimal fees. Here, visiting Victoria Falls is at 50 kwacha for locals. How can you encourage people from Maramba or Malota to go and see the falls at that rate?
So to just correct, that is not the current rate that is going on at the falls. It's the 12 kwachas and the 7 kwachas.
Yes.
So the 50 kwacha that that person is talking about is a proposed increase that is being discussed. Now, when we propose increases in fares, fees and fares in government, we subject them to business impact review. Now, this is the mandate of the Business Review Regulatory Authority, the BRA itself. So the National Heritage Conservation Commission and the BRA are in discussions. So we do town hall meetings, we do stakeholder engagements to just tell them and say, this is what we're proposing. If the community pushes back, then we have to find a fine line on what it is that we want to do. So yes, to speak to his question, his or her question, India, again, it's about numbers. Remember, I'll probably say publicly, Zambia's numbers are too little. We're only about 21 million. And I don't even know why people don't have babies anymore. I think we need to grow the economy. That is the only sure way to grow the economy. Then you can have your guaranteed market.
Well, people
market.
Will come back and say the economy is not as friendly, so probably having more babies is going to be...
No, you need to grow the economy on one side so that you create market for products within the economy. We're very lucky in Zambia today because we've got 8+1 neighbors who get to supplement in terms of what we're talking about numbers. We've got COMESA, we've got SADC, we've got COMESA. In the absence of that, it would have been very, very difficult to say, look, this is how you can grow an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the India aspect. I mean, you're talking about over 1 billion people. Mm-hmm. If you're grabbing 1 billion people, again, remember what I said, Hope?
Mm-hmm.
The supply side. So there, the supply side is okay. The demand side, the demand side rather, is high because you've got so many people. And this is why we're always saying, if only us Zambians can actually spend more time to visit Zambia, even when we're getting to these festivities, be rest assured that the businesses will now start triggering more investment in what they currently have.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Come Christmas, the Duchess is out of the country. What's going to happen to my room in Livingstone? What's going to happen to my room in Siavonga? I want you in Zambia.
Okay, so now we do see a lot of, international people coming in, different artists who come in, and recently we had Rotimi coming into the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very big on pushing his experience here in Zambia in terms of tourism.
Mm-hmm.
What's your long-term plan with people like him? He's an artist, but he came through and he was very big. You know, he was like, yes, I was a Chaminuka, this. Do you have any plans of working with artists or any other people that come into the country and want to help promote and push tourism, Zambian tourism?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, Hope. What is there now and the plan within the Ministry of Tourism through the Zambia Tourism Agency is to work with artists, is to work with influencers, is to work with you media personalities. All we want to see, Hope, is all hands on deck. We need more people to talk about Zambia. There's no better person to market Zambia than the Zambians themselves.
Yeah.
So the more engagement we have with artists, influencers, media personalities, anybody else who are talking about vloggers, anything that we can possibly do, then they'll put the map of Zambia out there on the globe. Now, remember, We can do all these things. I probably hear people say, no, why don't you do visit Zambia, just the way our colleagues in Rwanda do it. Yeah, we would love to do it. Do we have the resources to do it? Maybe not. But look, we need to see other ways. We need to become more ingenious, which will now allow us to say, look, we can market the destination at a very minimal cost. So it all requires us to start negotiating also. So those of you who've got contacts with influencers, contacts with artists, contacts with media personalities who can give us media space to talk about the sector, to talk about all the nice things that we have in the tourism sector, please come to us. We've got open door policy. But not until we get this economy stabilized, which I strongly believe our president through his cabinet is slowly working towards stabilizing the economy. Just a couple of weeks ago you heard about us, the good news from the S&P, Standard & Poor's. That is exactly what we're talking about in moving this economy forward. Come post 2026, I can rest assure you that the gains that we have made right now in the last 4 years and some change should be able to now take us to the place where everybody else is asking for, to say how best can we now market the destination.
All right. As we come to a conclusion, we're heading into the festive season and people are planning on vacations. How can Zambians join the Take a Holiday Amuloko campaign?
Well, again, as I mentioned, I was very, very delighted that when we launched the Take a Holiday Amuloko, we had a lot of private sector joining us, giving us mad discounts for us to visit their places, their restaurants, and all these other fun places. Now, what is very key for me, or probably to a clarion call to the Zambians, please reach out to my ministry, reach out to the Zambia Tourism Agency, reach out to all our hotels, guest houses, lodges, restaurants. Let us know how the Take a Holiday Yamuloko is doing. Let us know, give us feedback. We can only but improve if you give us feedback. We just can't sit back and say, okay, fine, look, it didn't work. But we're not going to sit on our laurels either. We're just going to make sure that this particular campaign works out. So where do you need to go? Go to Siavonga, go to South Bangwa, go to Lower Zam, go to Kafue, come to Livingstone. You'll find me Livingstone. And I mean, some of you stick around in Lusaka so that the economy still moves as we are out there holiday. But I can rest assure you that I'm looking forward to having as many Zambians as we possibly can to spend our festivities this time around in Zambia.
Honorable Minister, thank you so much for coming through, and we wish you a lovely weekend. Ride safe. I hope next time we invite you, you come with your super bike.
I will definitely do.
No. It's not a super bike.
It's not a super bike. Sahari. It's not a super bike. But okay. Yes, so thank you very much, and I will definitely honor your next invitation. And please be available to come and attend our Tourism Excellence Awards tomorrow.
Okay.
If you don't have an invitation yet, you have my number. Give me a call and then you'll be there.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through. It's 8:08. Apologies for getting into the news late, but Lusulo is here, so we get straight into the news.
By Gurok Zambia Limited. Quality that's forever.
We talk like
the main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms